This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dave, I can't tell you how excited I am to have Ryan Harris coming up here now and joining us. A guy who was drafted by the Denver Broncos, played in Super Bowl 50. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning retired after that game. But he's a local kid, grew up right here in Minneapolis, went to St. Paul, he went to Creighton, went to Notre Dame, and then had a great career in football. So, Ryan, my curiosity is this. You played for Philly, and you played for Kansas City. So when you look at these two teams, is there one that stands out more than the other right now? And I was just talking about that offensive line at Philly. I don't think I've ever seen an offensive line as big and as good as those guys are. But you might have a different one. What do you think?
Well, Pete, first of all, great to be with you, brother. Always an honor to be on WCCO. You're right that the Eagles' offensive line is the biggest and baddest that I have ever seen. Their left tackle, Jordan Mailata, pulls like he's a guard. I mean, he's 330 pounds coming down the line. You can't pay anybody enough to stop that. And then you go, I mean, I think they average 315 across the board. But what I do know from playing with the Kansas City Chiefs is they have the best offensive line coach in the NFL, and Andy Heck, a Notre Dame graduate, and he teaches technique that beats every defense. And more than anything, he keeps the offensive line moving together. He's very much like a Mike Munchak, who was at the time one of the best offensive line coaches in the NFL when he played. And at the end of the day, in big games like this, it's technique over talent. And remember now, the last time these two teams faced off in the Super Bowl, the Eagles have set the record for sacks in the season and didn't get one in the game.
Ryan, thanks for joining us and good to chat with you. I'm curious if we always talk about experience when it comes to playoffs and games. Certainly the Super Bowl, that matters. Both of these teams are very experienced. But what is the value of that when you're playing in a game where there's so much pomp and circumstance, there's so much else around it, to understand and who have been through it before, how does that factor into the equation?
It's a great question, and it factors in because the experience you have teaches you what not to pay attention to, right? For example, like, you know, they're singing the national anthem in Super Bowl 50, and there's Lady Gaga in a red sequins dress. Can she see me? I don't know. I am distracted, right? Like, this is not why I'm here. You know, and at our game, Beyonce performed at the halftime, and I'm telling you guys, we're looking for her from pregame warm-ups all the way to halftime. She's going to marry me. She's going to leave Jay-Z, right? Like, those are the things that do not matter. And what matters is playing as absolutely hard as you can, because I'll tell you, of the five biggest hits I took in my 10-year NFL career, three of them came in the Super Bowl, one of them from a linebacker at a broken arm. So the physicality, the intensity, the speed – it's something I'm so grateful I got to experience and fortunate enough to win in that environment and know that there are things that don't matter. And this is everybody, right? There are relevant and irrelevant things that matter to your success. Now, you take care of the things that are relevant and you leave the ones that aren't, but that's where your experience comes into play.
Ryan, you obviously got to know Peyton Manning while he was there with Denver, so I'm curious, what was he like? What was he like in the huddle? What are the takeaways from Peyton Manning? I've gotten a chance to meet him a couple of times, and his intelligence is unbelievable. His humor is phenomenal. We all see that now all the time. But what was he like on the football field for you?
He was the best leader I ever played for in the NFL. And one example, every morning workout, he'd be sitting in his car, backed in, right in front of the door of the weight room facility, and he'd make sure that he was in there by 7 o'clock, which also meant that all the rest of us at that morning lift were in there at 6:58, right? So, I mean, he just he worked so hard. And, Pete, you know this from playing. He would practice fumbled snaps in between the bench press reps. You know, you get the group of three, one's benching, one's spotting, one's resting. Well, he didn't rest. He would practice fumbled snaps while he was waiting to spot somebody at the bench press. He would get out to practice 10 minutes early. Him and I would try and fight each other out to be the first ones out because there's always work to do. And then lastly, he gave people an opportunity to be involved in the play calling experience. We had a call that was right or left for a run, and he said, you know, Ryan, what do we do for East Coast, West Coast? I said, well, you know, there are these two rappers, Tupac and Biggie, and this is how old he was. He was like, you think people will know what that means? I'm like, yes, Peyton, we know who Tupac and Biggie are. Biggie's the East Coast, Tupac's the West Coast. It's going to be fine. And then we ran it in the game. So, you know, he did it through his example, he did it through work, and he did it through including others, and that's what best leaders do.
Ryan Harris, Super Bowl champion, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Ryan, I want to ask you about that because I don't know that most people can ever experience what it's like to stand at the top and finish ahead of everybody else, as you will. The confetti's coming down. You're holding that trophy. This is something, it was something you obviously worked your entire life to get to. Can you describe to those of us who have not and will not ever experience that, what that moment is like, what that feeling is like to be standing as a Super Bowl champion?
You're trying to get me to cry on a Sunday, huh? Okay. Well, no, you know, for me, it was something really, really, really incredible. I mean, the only other big win I had, you know, we lost two BCS games at Notre Dame and all, and I hadn't been to the Super Bowl in my career yet. But my ninth season after four back surgeries and a total toe replacement, man, I was doing all the work. And the thing that it feels like is that everything you believe about yourself comes true for other people in that second, right? All of a sudden, I was a hard worker. It was bona fide. But, you know, it's undisputed. All of a sudden, I knew how to win. All of a sudden, I knew how to be a great teammate. Well, no, that's actually all the things that I had to build to get there, including after getting released from the Broncos 3 years before I returned to win the Super Bowl. So I had to grow as a person. I had to grow as a professional. I had to choose to do the hard work, ask questions. And then I got to have my mother and father on the field. And my youngest brother, Sam Harris, got to hold the trophy. He touched it first. My dad touched it. He started crying. My mom was just like, I don't know what to do with this thing. And I finally got a seat at the table with Ray Hitchcock, my offensive line coach at Creighton-Durham Hall, because he really put me on the path early to be a champion. And it was just this moment where everything that you did was worth it, and everyone who lied to you about your success and your options for success were wrong.
The amazing thing also that kind of gets forgotten by a lot of people, Ryan, I think, is how good your defense was in Denver. Unbelievable. DeMarcus Ware was unreal. Von Miller was the MVP. He had two fumbles, 2.5 sacks. It really was an incredible team offensively and defensively, and we don't see that very often where both sides of the ball are as good as they are. But your defense and what Von Miller has been able to do in his career has been incredible.
Well, guys, I'll give you an example. We were, with the first 2 weeks of training camp, I'm not joking, we did not score as an offense. We didn't score in the team periods. We didn't. And then the third week, Gary Kubiak gave a couple of starters on the defense a break, Chris Harris Jr., Aqib Talib, DeMarcus, and Vaughn. We scored 20 touchdowns that day. You know, it was just like, oh, it's not us, it's them. You know, so, but the big thing, too, is that defense made us better. Whether it was Chris Harris Jr. and Aqib Talib telling what they're seeing on the opposite side. I was going against James Harrison at the Steelers, and DeMarcus Ware on a Wednesday practice came up to me and said, Ryan, he's going to throw that rip move. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been watching. He goes, when he does that, pinch your elbow to your hip. Sure enough, first third down comes. Here comes James Harrison with the rip. I pinched my elbow to my ribs. He goes, oh, God. He was done for the rest of the game. He had to try and out-physical me in the run. So not only was I honored and privileged to be going against and practicing against the best defense, I think, in NFL history, they did more than just be great. They made sure that we understood on offense the things that they saw as well, and us conversely against them, and that's what made that team so incredibly special.
You mentioned looking at some film, and I often wonder about paralysis by analysis in sports. You have this extra week now to watch more film, to study more. How do you do that without being, you know, getting paralysis by analysis? Because you could study film, I would imagine, every minute of every hour until the game time, but too much is probably too much. So how do you balance that between the time that, you know, your last game is and the Super Bowl starts?
Well, you have, first and foremost, hopefully both teams kind of went through the week before, and that's really where you got to put the game plan in, because that there's so much craziness that happens the week of, and now you're in a different place with the same meeting schedule, but it's completely different. And you know, I was down in New Orleans, and about 30 police officers came down the street, and here comes the bus for the Chiefs. They're staying downtown right there in the French Quarter. And I don't know about you guys, but that's a dangerous place to be, right? That's hard to focus down in the French Quarter for a week. So the big thing is practicing twice, practicing the red zone twice while on site, just so that your players understand the most key points of the game, right, and what's going to happen. But after that, it's about making sure that you're ready before you get on the plane to win the game on Sunday. And we'll find out here in a matter of hours which team really did and which team really didn't work in this last 2 weeks.
Just going off a little bit, how about the Denver Broncos themselves after drafting Bo Nix? And a lot of people really didn't embrace that very quickly until they started to. And then once they did, the turn that you guys have made locally there where you are in Denver has been incredible. Is there anything that has surprised you more so than anything else right now as far as how quickly they've been able to make this transition?
Well, just that they got to the playoffs in 1 year with a $40 million dead cap hit, right? I mean, you are being seriously hamstrung in talent. That could be two receivers. That could be a receiver and two defensive ends. I mean, that's a lot of money now. And I was not surprised because I got to call the game USC at Oregon and Bo Nix's senior year there at Oregon, and he had all the tools. And I'll tell you what, he threw the longest ball against the Bengals in that overtime game. He threw the longest ball of the season. 72 yards the ball went in the air. I mean, that kind of talent with 61 starts in college. And guys, you'll like this. His first interception, his first game, they said, "Can you walk us through that first interception?" He goes, "Yeah, step back, threw it to the wrong team." And that's it, right? Like, he understands that failure is an element of success. And if he thought that he was never going to throw a pick in the NFL as a rookie, you know, he wouldn't have been successful. But he understood that it was going to take time and that he was going to take the lessons that went along the way. He did it in a fantastic fashion. They really didn't have a run game. They didn't really have a tight end. So it's really remarkable they were able to do that this season and go to the playoffs and get that experience, because you need it to understand, you know, what it takes to win. And it's not a matter of talent. It's a matter of willpower and physicality. And they just didn't have it against the Bills, but they did have the opportunity to go and taste the porridge.
Ryan Harris, appreciate the conversation this morning, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ryan.
Blessed to be with you guys. An honor, Pete. Peace.
Appreciate it. Ryan Harris, their Super Bowl champion. Amazing. We had two Super Bowl champions on our show this morning. This has been a great show so far.